We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy hump day.
Hump day?
Hump day?
This part of the program is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Is Hooman in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got handed a memo from our boss, Michael Martin.
Really?
Yeah, he just typed it out and everything, printed it out for me.
Oh, it's official?
Yeah, it's official.
What does it say?
It says, level of difficulty. People who cause me stress, angst, and cause me to rest my head in my hands, ranked in order.
Oh, is this my dude's memo?
Yeah, this is the memo we just received.
Okay.
Michael Martin,
everyone. Number one, with a bullet, Hooman.
Ah!
That's mean.
Nice job,
feelings.
Number one on the list.
Wait. Can you start it from the what did he say? Exactly?
You heard your name, and so now you're gonna listen to it.
All right, wait.
Here we go.
Me?
Memo from Michael Martin.
Okay,
our boss. For those of you who do not know Michael Martin's legend, level of difficulty: people who cause me stress, angst, and cause me to rest my head in my hands, ranked in order.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you trying
Hooman's
to mellow us
number
out?
One.
Number one, Hooman. Number two, add 300 spaces here before the next person.
300 spaces.
Right.
Oh, God.
Number three, Bryn.
Oh!
All right. 301.
All right.
Number four, Yuzette.
What?
Oh.
Michael?
Now, here's where I have a problem. Number five, Sarah.
Ah.
Number six, Vinny.
Thank you.
It seems to me that they're also the right, like, who spends the most time here? Hooman, who lives in this building.
Right. That's just me.
Thank you, Michael Martin. And thank you to Pacific Sales. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com/Michael Martin.
510 agrees with MM. Hooman is the most difficult, says 510.
Hooman's pretty difficult.
Oh. How you like that, Hooman?
I'm just ignoring you guys from now on. I've left the
from
show.
From now on, please.
Hooman is the most difficult on the show, says 650. The fact that he is no significant other is proof of that. How long have Vinny and Dusty been together? The answer to that eliminates Vinny from difficult status. She is really good to me, though.
She's like an angel.
She puts up with a lot.
Yeah.
But I, early on, I swear I took her to stuff where I was like, well, this will be the end of this. Remember, I took her to Tahoe like
2 weeks in.
It was like a month in.
Right.
But it was really, you don't travel by car to Tahoe with someone you just started hanging with. I thought for sure that was the end. And
then he moved in with me. He was like, oh, this will end it. I'll move
I
in with
I thought
her.
For sure that was going to be the end. Absolutely. The Tahoe trip, I don't remember why we were up there, but it was a holiday, and the drive home was 8 hours.
Right.
Didn't we do like a golfing thing?
We did, but it was some kind of holiday because the drive home was 8 hours.
I wonder if it was Labor Day because you started dating her in late July. And then, so that would be about 4 or 5 weeks later.
Okay. Well, there
so
it
maybe
is.
Maybe that was it.
I don't know, but we stayed the night together.
I can't remember. I don't remember the golf thing. So Vinny played in like a charity golf thing?
No, it was a listener thing.
It was a giveaway, and it was just, we did a round.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like a whole, it wasn't the only thing we did.
Right.
But that was part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say to Apple, you know, way to give it the old college try. Like, I'm seeing these carpool karaoke things that they're running on, you know, I think it's on. It's not like Apple TV, but it's like the Apple Music. They're actually doing their own programming now.
Mm-hmm.
So Carpool Karaoke, the series, I see it in the news a lot. A lot of talk about these various shows. And it looks like the Cyrus family is taking over. In an upcoming episode, Miley Cyrus and her parents, Billy Ray and Tish Cyrus, who are divorced, as well as siblings Noah, Brandy, Trace, and Brazen get behind the wheel and have some fun as they drive around together. So they're in like a kind of an SUV. There's three rows of people there. Looks like they've released a little bit of a teaser for this. And I want to say it's, is it tonight that this starts? You know what? It might be available now. It says Tuesday the 29th. Anyway, here's a little, here's what it looks like. It's a little family reunion.
I mean, I don't, it's a mess, frankly. I don't really get it. People want to watch that, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that, is Brandy the sister who looks exactly like Miley sitting in the back there?
Well, she is a sister. I don't know about that. You know, they have a show. Brandy and her mom, Tish, have a show on
they do?
On Bravo. Yeah, it's like Cyrus versus Cyrus. It's a decorating show.
Oh. They're both decorators.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. So there you go. You can watch it. I guess it's right now available on Apple Music, so. But good for them. You know, they're certainly
cute.
Finding ways to get themselves into the news. Jerry Seinfeld, we were listening to one of his old bits, and I guess this is part of his special that he's doing, September 19th. It's going to be out, an hour-long show. It's called Jerry Before Seinfeld, and it'll be the roots of his comedy career. So he has apparently saved every single joke that he's ever written. He writes them down, and he's got them in notebooks, and he has stacks of them. Every single joke he's ever written.
I am not surprised.
So,
are you?
Not really. I mean, I guess you would keep a notebook full of your material.
But he's also that guy. He's tucked in shirt guy. He's clean white shoes guy. Mm. Isn't he?
He does seem organized.
On his TV show, you'd look at him and be like, wow.
Yeah. Neat as a pin. So it's an hour-long show. It's September 19th, and it's this will be the first time he appears on the platform, although they're on Netflix. They're going to have all his comedians in cars getting coffee, and he's going to do a series of specials for them. So, and we heard a little bit of this last week. In the teaser, he returns to Long Island to visit the house he grew up in, and he continues to riff off his comfy upbringing. In Jerry Before Seinfeld, he goes back and revisits a number of his early jokes during a set at the comic strip in New York City. The show is also set to include videos from his youth, a tour of his legal pad collection, which includes every joke he's written over the last 42 years. So here's a little teaser from that. I just got that one. Anyway, that's September 19th. All the Seinfeld stuff is coming to Netflix. Were you able to find the new Kermit the Frog voice? Mm-hmm. Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
Matt Vogel has become the third person ever to voice the iconic puppet.
Did the old voice leave in shame? Was this an Elmo situation?
It was, you know, I don't think I ever wound up reporting this story, but the guy who's been playing Kermit for years, he was difficult. Steve Whitmire was his name. He had a very bitter break recently with Disney.
So he did have us.
He did. He said he was pushed out over his concerns that the character was being altered too much from creator Jim Henson's original Inception. Disney said he had a long track record of inappropriate and unprofessional behavior. And so finally, I think he was saying things like, you can't fire me, I'm Kermit. Mm. And they went, no, we can't. There's plenty of people who can do the voice.
The world just keeps on spinning, Holmes.
Right. So
you can't fire me.
You can't fire me. I'm Kermit. So this guy, Matt Vogel, is taking over. And I guess they're going to be doing there's a new thing that they're going to do on YouTube called Muppet Thoughts of the Week. And so he made his debut on Monday. Okay, listen.
All right.
Game of Thrones. I get it. It's over.
Oh, come on.
I get it.
More?
I get it. It's over.
What else could we possibly... Haven't we wrung that towel dry?
Not yet, no. Benny. Not yet. So...
Oh, I have some text for you, sir. You back? Just kidding.
No.
Right.
So the last... The scene of Danny and... Jon Snow getting it on Game of Thrones.
Making love.
And making the awkward love. They felt the same way. And there is some video of Daenerys, at least. Was there more than just Daenerys?
Oh, you found the story I was talking about. Okay.
Yeah, Jon Snow talks as well, too.
All right, so here they are talking about, because that was an awkward scene.
Is he talking seriously about the whole dragon thing, the events of the
they are.
Winter coming
very, very
to kill
seriously.
Them all?
Listen, you know.
You go through those events together.
There's magic.
Bonds you, you know, when winter's coming to kill you.
Well, he's talking about the characters and what they've been through.
Right.
Be funny if they hooked up in real life. That'd be bad news for Ygritte, who he's been with ever since he had those sex scenes with her in that cave.
Oh, he's with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, in real life.
It'd be great if they broke up and she started dating Danny.
I really liked her.
I know, she was great. What's her name in real life?
Who knows?
I don't know.
She was on Downton Abbey for a little while, too, as one of the maids. Okay, U2 has a little tease out today. So
new music?
They do. They have a new album.
All right.
Coming out. I don't see the date on the album, but they're going to release their first single on September 6th. That it's called You're the Best Thing About Me. That's going to be the first official single.
Who's this, sir?
YouTube.
YouTube.
Not YouTube.
Right.
YouTube.
That's what I heard.
It's a first official single from their new album, Songs of Experience. I don't see a date on the release for the full album, although this isn't the first we've heard about this album. So, weirdly, this is not a snippet of the first single that's going to come out in about a week. This is a snippet of an entirely different song called The Blackout. So there you go. That's a song called The Blackout, just to get you excited for September 6th.
They know their strength, and their strength is live.
Mm-hmm.
And that video is a live performance, and they're good at it.
They are good at it. So if you're a big U2 fan, then that's happening. The Blackout plus news on the first single from Songs of Experience, which is going to be called You're the Best Thing About Me.
That's a nice sentiment.
We were talking in the news. You brought up fathers getting older, and we mentioned briefly you can freeze your eggs. And mm-hmm. a lot of people go even a step beyond that and freeze their embryos. They get fertilized. They have their eggs out, and the guy fertilizes them with the sperm, and they're fertilized
eggs.
Yeah,
that can cause even... Isn't that what... what's her name?
It's the story I'm about to do. Sofia Vergara.
Yes.
And her ex-fiancé. They weren't even married, but they'd frozen some eggs. Actually, they'd frozen more than eggs. They'd frozen fertilized embryos.
The embryos, right.
Yes. So she just scored a bit of a victory in her... It's just awful. This guy... I think they had both agreed that both parties had to be okay with it for these embryos to ever be brought to life. And then when she dumped his ass and married the werewolf from True Blood, is it vindictive? Is he just wants to stay in the public eye? I'm not sure what it's all about, but he wants to implant those embryos and have her kids somewhere else. So... A Louisiana federal judge tossed the case out on Friday, saying that the fertilized eggs, which have been cryogenically frozen since their IVF treatment in 2013, are citizens of California, where they were conceived. Louisiana is the only state where embryos have legal rights of their own rather than being considered the belongings of their parents. And this guy, Nick Loeb, that's her ex-fiance, he wants to be a dad, and he was trying to ship the embryos to Louisiana from Beverly Hills, get them moved to the place where they have rights and are considered people. The suit was filed on behalf of the eggs, named Emma and Isabella in court papers.
Oh, my goodness.
Demanding that he get custody and alleging that Vergara had effectively abandoned them, Emma and Isabella, the fertilized eggs. Both parties declined to comment, but Louisiana said, sorry, but while we do consider them people, they are citizens of California and they can't be moved here. So, small victory.
Can you imagine she might find herself in a fight for custody over children born that she didn't want born, but then doesn't want him to have?
Right. They're as much her kids as his.
That's the way that would go down. Mm-hmm. A judge would actually end up saying, we're not giving custody to you, sir. The mother's getting custody.
Yep.
And therefore, they were brought into this world by this guy. That is messy.
I know. It's horrendous. Anyway, that's what she's... That's one of the things Sofia Vergara deals with.
It speaks to that whole... The things that are going fine when you're in love can really turn.
Yeah.
It can be the things that bring you down. afterward. Paris Jackson's in the news. A couple things today about her. At the VMAs, she brought back underarm hair. So that's nice.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, they were saying she has some... It just looks like long stubble. It doesn't look like full-on underarm hair.
This is her, huh?
Yep. She's 19 years old, and she was on Instagram on Tuesday to share a photo of her and her father sharing a kiss when she was a young child. And, you know, and Vinny pointed out when I showed him the photo earlier that, you know, to her, that's just her dad. And to the rest of us, ugh, him kissing a child is hideous. It's if you've seen the photo, and you can find it if you go to, you know, what is she, at Paris Jackson? Yeah. You can see it there. But whatever we might think, that was her dad, and she was calling him the love of her life. It's actually a sweet post. This would have been, I guess, yesterday. It would have been his 59th birthday. Yeah. Birthday wishes to the love of my life, the one person who showed me what passion truly was, the one that gave me solid morals to live by and how to dream. I will never feel love again the way I did with you. You are always with me, and I am always with you. Though I am not you, and you are not me, I know with all of my being that we are one, and our souls will never change in that way. Thank you for the magic forever and always. Michael was 50 when he died of, they say, of cardiac arrest here. There was so much more to it in 2009.
They don't just call that a drug overdose.
They don't. They don't in this story anyway.
Or a doctor manslaughter.
Right. Is that guy out
of
jail?
He's out now, but he went to jail.
Conrad?
Murray.
Murray.
Right.
Yeah, and what was the name of it? It was the milk. He wanted his milk.
Propofol.
Propofol. Anyway, Paris Jackson, she's gorgeous. There's beautiful pictures of her in her VMA outfit and it's a disturbing photo. But that's because, you know, he's not my dad. Taylor Swift's diamond bath in her video was worth more than $10 million.
Oh, they had to use real diamonds?
Well, it looks like most of it was probably not real diamonds, but there was at least $10 million worth of Neil Lane diamonds in there.
They mixed diamonds in with...
Probably not loose. They seem to have been vintage pieces.
I haven't seen this, so I don't know what it looks like.
They're saying the bathtub full of diamonds in her new Look What You Made Me Do video. It was authentic, full of loaned pieces from Neil Lane. Hundreds of carats and jewels, including those in the tub and ones that she is wearing and biting, are worth well over $10 million. They say an insane amount of security was involved.
I don't remember this. I saw the video.
Yeah, there's one scene right where she's in.
Oh, those rings? Is that it?
Yeah. So all those diamonds that are on there. I guess she's got a snake ring.
Oh, I do know that.
Yeah. So there she is in the tub, covered in diamonds.
I see diamonds, I look away.
Some fans, and of course, the conspiracy theories are crazy. Like, what is she saying about whom? And some fans have speculated that the tub scene is a reference to Swift's beef with Kim Kardashian and a reference to the Paris robbery last year where Kim was held up.
She does have a car crash in there, which is a Kanye reference. Right?
I don't know. I mean, that's, you know.
Kanye famously crashed his car and broke his jaw. And on his first album, he has a rap where he's rapping through a wired jaw.
Oh, my God.
And it's actually pretty impressive.
I haven't seen that conspiracy theory. The other one I'm seeing here is that there's a lone $1 bill floating in the tub among the diamonds, and they say that's a nod to the symbolic $1 settlement she won this summer when a jury found that a radio host had groped her. So there you go. People are coming up with all their million theories. And that's it. I'm out of time, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
A woman calls 911 and finds herself arrested, a carjacking gone wrong, and more after these.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This portion of the program is sponsored by America's Tire.
All right, everyone. I don't want to annoy you with this, but
No, listen, Boston's making a run at us, and we can't have this.
Yeah, so go to Sore with Reading. Go to our Alice 973 Instagram. I posted a really great picture of the Sore with Reading website. Super easy. Just click on San Francisco, click on I'm Not a Robot, click on Vote. When I originally took the screenshot of the page, we were at 40.3%. San Francisco is now at 40%. We dropped 0.3% in 1 hour.
No, we can't do that. So tomorrow is the last. We cannot lose this at the last minute.
This is like there's 36 hours left, a little bit more than that. But yeah, please, you can vote over and over and over. Don't just vote
it up,
once.
Refresh it and vote. Yeah. We need these 100,000 books for the children in need here in the Bay Area. Oh, Boston, lay down.
Yeah, we're
What's
really
going on.
We're really close. Yesterday we were 17% ahead. Now we're 9% ahead.
Oh, we need to. Yesterday we had it in the bag.
So if you forget everything that I just said, which often happens, go to the Alice 973 Instagram and you can be reminded of where to vote and how to vote.
Yeah, it's funny. The 707 texted, Boston is catching up, down to 40.1. I'm voting constantly, but I can't do it alone.
Yeah, now we're at 40.
Oh, my God. Let's everybody vote. Everybody vote. We want to win this contest, and next summer there'll be 100,000 books delivered here to the San Francisco area.
I know.
Oh, my God. So soarwithreading.com. Oh, man. We got to mention this tomorrow. We need to keep the lead. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, we do.
How dare they make a run on us? Stop it, Boston. Visit America's Tire this Friday and Saturday for up to $320 in Visa prepaid cards when you buy select packages with America's Tire credit. America's Tire, America's neighborhood tire store.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We'll begin with the question. Hopefully the answer, but the question is, what do women want?
Oh, God.
Everything.
We want it all.
Yep. A survey reveals the secret to the female O.
Okay.
What do women want? So the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy asked women between the ages of 18 to 94 about their sex lives and different touching preferences. And what they found is that only 18% of women surveyed said doing it was enough to reach O.
Right.
That they, and 37% reported that they needed some complementary direct stimulation along with the sex in order to achieve. Do you know what I mean there?
I, of course I do.
Okay.
I'm a woman.
Right. So that seems to be the big number. The direct complementary. Mm.
That needs to, that's where it comes from. That's where it happens. You don't need any, you need, I mean, that other place, the holster, that is, you don't, that doesn't even need to be involved.
For
it's,
you.
It's nice. Sure. It's great if it's, you know, but.
Because as they did the study, what they found is what women like in the bedroom differs by the person.
Yeah.
Greatly.
Yep. That's a problem for you guys. Oh,
yes,
well.
It is. It's hard to figure out. And.
And what?
It changes. That's the one that's really.
What do you mean?
Well, you a move that worked, you know, at this time may not be the move 2 years later.
Sure.
But that's the move. Mm-hmm. That's the move you said you love.
I don't like that one that much anymore. It's kind of bumming me out. Let's try this move.
Women reported different preferences to touching as well, ranging in every possible way, from pressure to patterns.
Oh, this is the
to motion
on the area in question. Yeah,
up and down motion was preferred by some, circular motion by others.
Mm-hmm.
Another large group of them said, "Mix it up."
Mm. Yeah,
I would repeat as they finish this, they really do say that it varies very greatly by person. A little direction would be wonderful.
Yeah, just like, say just what you want.
Pipe up.
It's hard. It's hard for girls. We think you should know. You know,
How could we possibly? Yeah.
That's how I'll know you're my soulmate.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you'll know instinctively what will work.
I told you about that dating app called Hater that matches people up by the stuff that they hate.
Right. I like the concept.
They just analyzed their data to figure out what food people in every state disproportionately hate more than the rest of the country.
Oh.
I thought it was worth talking about because I was thinking, well, you love food.
Mm-hmm.
What food do you hate, though?
I hate blue cheese.
You hate blue cheese?
I can't have it. I can't tolerate it.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, just don't like it.
Of all the things.
I hate eel.
So you'll eat that green gunk in the middle of a lobster's guts.
Oh, I actually am so psyched if that's in there.
Right.
It's not always in there.
But that
yeah.
is better by far than blue cheese.
Blue cheese has some kind of funky, there's some taste to it. I'm actually not an adventurous cheese person. There are people who can eat that foot cheese and they just can't get enough of it. You know, you know what I'm talking about. The one you open it up and actually the container smells like ass. You're like, who could eat that?
I don't know that. I don't buy food that smells like that.
Yeah, no. I just, there's something, and even like a tiny grain of blue cheese will taint a whole meal for me.
Like, I'm with you, yeah.
Oh, you don't like it either?
I can't stand it. Even when John eats it, I'm like, oh, get away from me.
Right, it just, it's awful. It like pollutes the entire area.
Mm.
But, so is blue cheese one of the ones on the list
no,
or something?
No, so Montana had pumpkin spice anything.
Really?
Vermont had spray cheese. Is there any food you hate, Yuzi, where you're like, I definitely won't eat menu, though, as you said you love that.
Yeah, I'll eat that. I, honestly, right now, I cannot think of something that I don't like blue cheese. Can't think of anything
spray
else.
Spray cheese is on the list.
Oh, pizza I like spray cheese.
That's had the grease dabbed off with a napkin.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Yeah,
I'll dab it off.
I feel like pizza is the last thing anyone should hate.
I just think
in
that
all of its various forms.
You got to take all these with a grain of salt because, like, you know, Montana's just clearly over pumpkin spice. It's not that they hate it. They would eat it.
Maryland says the corner piece of a brownie.
Oh, God, that's the one piece you want.
Any yeah. brownie.
The corner
any piece
of
a brownie
especially,
is
though.
All
it's
good.
So
what
like
are you, crazy?
The kind of chewing crispiness of the corner piece.
Texas says they hate overdone steak.
Yeah.
Gotta be raw.
Overdone steak. I don't want it raw either. I want
but
it to
I don't
be
want it
cooked.
Tough.
I want it pink. Mm.
New Jersey says gas station wine. Hate it.
Oh. I didn't even know they sold wine in gas stations in Jersey.
They do here, though, don't they?
I guess so.
No.
I don't know.
They sell beer here.
Yeah, they sell beer.
Can't buy a bottle
why
of wine.
Why wouldn't they
at a
have
gas
wine?
Station? I don't know. At least the ones by my house don't.
Come on, Napa, step it up.
Like, what? I got to go to Walgreens.
So you've tried to buy wine at the gas station by your house.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. Well, I'm here. I mean,
a 33-year-old woman
named lottery ticket and my wine.
Marjorie Ann Dayrider from Great Falls, Montana, called 911 on Friday. She said, she's just, I just did some bad meth.
Uh-oh.
And I'm calling to complain.
Oh. So
she said
she wasn't in trouble. Like she wasn't
no.
going to die from it. She's going to bitch about her dealer, sold her some bad.
It left me a bad aftertaste in my mouth, and I want some help. The cops went over there, of course. Marjorie told him. She does meth 3 times a day every day and has never had this kind of reaction before.
Oh.
She still had some meth on her, too.
Oh.
And she said, I still have it, so here, if you could get this tested to see what's
wrong with it.
She handed it over and then she was arrested for felony narcotics possession.
Oh.
Drug addicts.
You know, what's sort of scary about that is probably she and everyone she knows does it. Like this, you know, you hear about these meth hell holes where like everyone does meth, and she probably figured, well, I can call the police about this because
what's not normal about
yeah,
this.
This
right?
is totally normal, and this is what people do here.
A guy in Seattle tried to carjack someone last Friday. When he tried to get in their car, they floored it and took off.
Oh!
Instead of giving up or trying another car, he held on to the door handle.
Oh no! Oh.
He refused to let go while they dragged him down the street.
Oh. Were they calling 911 as they were going?
He held on for a while, not just a few seconds. There's video.
Oh, God.
His pants ended up around his ankles as he was dragged across the pavement. When the driver stopped so he could let go, he tried to open the door again. So they hit the gas again. And he still kept hanging on. The video ends after that, but the cops eventually arrested him for carjacking and took him to the hospital. No word on his injuries, but
well,
it looks like...
his feet got rubbed off.
Yeah, his feet, his butt, back of his legs.
That's horrible. Just let go, buddy. This isn't the one.
Are you
is this
the video?
Yep, it is.
Wow. Oh, he is getting dragged down the street.
I'm surprised he's not getting run over by that back tire. That's crazy.
Look at him.
Oh, now
no
he's
pants,
trying again.
And he's still trying to get in.
Oh, and now he's running along.
Oh my God, he was...
Oh, God, no. Oh, that's awful.
You got to look this up.
Oh, can you post that on our...
That is totally real.
That's horrible.
That is happening, and it's right there on a street in
Brandon,
Seattle.
What'd you look up?
I looked up man carjacked and dragged.
Okay. Wow. That's
fun. That's horrible.
Well, I mean, horrible.
Yeah. Not fun. Horrible.
Well, he's a bad guy.
Well, but
don't feel bad for him.
I do feel bad for... I mean, I feel bad for everyone involved. You know, no one wants to get carjacked, but also no one... I feel bad for the driver. No one wants to drag a dude. Let go. That's not the one. Get another one.
I've had the exact scenario happen to me before.
What?
You were robbing somebody?
Yeah, I was robbing
somebody. You got dragged in a car?
No, I'm kidding. Somebody tried to jack me. And they had four of those guys. They walked up to my driver's side door and tried to drag me out. But I lived in the Bayview off of 3rd Street.
How old were you?
17.
And so you floored it?
Yeah, I threw it in drive and started driving. See, the dumb part is they could have just hopped in my car because I had a 4-door Honda Accord. Ding, ding. And they all walked up to my driver's side.
All four
and
tried of them?
Yeah. And so all I had to do was drive forward and was like, get off me. Then I called the cops, and the cops were like, stop following them. That's not okay. We'll take care of it. They were there in a heartbeat, but then they didn't want me to follow them because it wasn't safe.
Well, right.
Well, right.
Yeah, but I wanted to catch them. Of course, the cops got there. They're like, no, what do we do? What kind of car was it? Nothing. Bummer, dude.
Oh, man. That
did you drag one of them? Were they holding on to
them? No, they kind of like let go after I drove a couple
feet. Well, that's what, you know, reasonable people do.
Yeah, I guess.
This reasonable guy really wanted that car.
I should have hopped in the car, though. I was thinking, dumb criminals, come on.
You know, emojis, everyone's using them.
Yeah.
Four emojis that are offensive in other countries in case you travel.
Oh.
The devil horn emoji. You know, the one.
Right. Which I some people use that for I love you, right?
Isn't no.
Thumb in?
Yeah, thumb in is the devil horns. Yes, this is I love you.
Okay.
This is devil horns. The metal horns with the index finger and pinky finger sticking up. In the U.S., it's rock on.
Yeah.
But in other countries, it means your spouse cheated on you.
Oh, you've been cuckolded.
So if you're texting someone, what did you just say?
Cuckolded. If your wife cheats on you.
I thought that was only if your wife cheated on you while you were knew about it. Or watched it.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe.
I've only seen that word.
He's been cuckolded.
I've only seen that word when it's involving a porn where the husband's like there watching. And I won't watch those videos, but there's a genre.
Is there?
There is.
Well, no one would know more about porn genres than you.
Well, I'm not the one who threw the word, what did you say?
Cuckold.
Out there.
Cuckold. It's a man
sounds
who
like you're watching
another
it
man's
too.
Wife? No, it's just a word.
Anyway, if you're texting someone in Italy, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, and Uruguay, devil horns
is.
It means your spouse cheated on you. Hmm. The waving hand emoji in China.
The waving hand? Like just to wave.
People use it to say goodbye forever.
Oh.
It's like saying bleep off.
Oh.
I said, take care to someone, and they went, what is wrong with you? And I was all, I said, take care. And they were like, yeah, you did. And I went, yeah, it's a general way of letting someone know that you want them to take care of themselves. What is your problem? Oh, it's also a way of saying goodbye forever.
Oh, take care?
Really? Like,
okay. No, I just meant take care of yourself. It's a general, you know,
general
good wishes.
Right.
You never do know with people.
Well, that's
anyway.
Why it's best just not to talk.
Right. The waving hand in China means goodbye forever.
Oh. So if you would not wave hello or goodbye to anybody in China if you weren't there. You just a nod of the head or something.
The thumbs up emoji in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Nigeria. It doesn't mean something good. It means
the middle finger.
It means the middle finger.
It means
yeah.
Sit down on my thumb.
Oh. Up yours.
Right.
Ah, sit on it, Fonzie.
The peace sign emoji, meaning the hand that's giving the peace sign, not the purple box with the peace symbol on it. In the UK, flashing a peace sign is like giving someone the middle finger.
Oh, your people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I guess Scott would know that.
No peace out over in England. That's a whole different thing.
I'm surprised.
Don't they use the middle finger in England?
I'm sure they do.
I thought they did.
I thought
so they have multiple
really
ways.
Really universal.
You know, right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, many would say those embryos already are in this world. Many people believe that after conception, those embryos are people.
Right.
And they already have souls.
And legally in
frozen
Louisiana.
People.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Frozen two cells.
At least the states give them respect.
Okay, thanks.
I don't.
Louisiana is the one place where the embryos have rights.
Oh, that's the place
that's
where they
have
respect.
That's why he wanted to bring the embryos there. And he named them.
How could he hate that lady so much?
I don't know.
Like, he's still up to this.
Let it go.
I was voting for books over and over. It went up by one. Then it went down by one, which means other cities are actively at it, too. Vote, vote, vote.
Vote, vote, yeah. Vote, everybody.
Soarwithreading.com. Don't read any about me.
925 says, Human may be the most difficult, but he is also the most charitable and charming.
Oh. He is a very charitable person.
Thank you. Let's end it there.
Vinny is by far the most difficult person on the show. Dusty adjusts to whatever he wants. That's why it works. That is so not true. You have no idea about my relationship. I mean,
tell us. You should tell us.
I appreciate you writing in, Holly, but well, you know I'm the one who got us into counseling. I'm the one.
Mm.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one why you needed counseling.
Get out of here!
Come on, Adele.
I seriously get my car to go get coffee, and you guys are still talking about Game of Thrones. God damn it!
You're welcome.
Just relax. I mean, it has to end at some point.
How about today? Let's let it end here.
Not if there's another story
today
about
is the
it
last
tomorrow.
Day.
No way, man.
We put up a clock, the countdown clock. 558 days.
God.
And that's just our best guess.
Yeah. First time mom here. I'm 37 years old and 21 weeks pregnant. I'll be 38 when I give birth. Got pregnant accidentally while on the pill.
Oh, my God.
Fertility doesn't always decrease in your 30s.
Oh, congratulations.
707. Human is so effing annoying.
Oh, my God, Human, you're so effing annoying.
Is that from our boss again?
Yeah. Okay. That's from Michael Martin.
510 says, I'm cracking up over here. LOL. Love you, Human.
Thank you.
Human!
And Bryn.
And Bryn.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.